Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes, and hello, this is Alison on Red Hood. Can I have some news, especially since this is our Thanksgiving episode, which is... And we're off on a break until the 1st, which we are re-airing our 400th episode, which is amazing.
Exactly. And in terms of stuff, well... we would like to welcome to AMC Press & Co. first off. And then, we'd also like you to know that this episode was sponsored by Mr. Moneybag Zuckerberg in his attempt to beat Louis B. Mayer of the technology world. To boot, 4-year-olds adore him, the filthy rich want to see him, and slaves want to kill him. And all you thought was, God, that ass, where? More on that in a few. Well, where can you find us? Well, amcpress.com or dot...
No, amcpressco.com.
Sorry.
amcpressco.com.
It's my .com / amcpress, and you can find us also on Twitter at amcpress 31.
No, what?
Yeah, AMC Press 31 at AMC Press News, which can be found on the same aforementioned sites.
What? Like the ice cream chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
31 flavors.
God. Yeah, 31 flavors, 31 sponsors, and whatnot. And now a word from our sponsors. Do you like protests and food? Well, if you do, go on down to Market Street right now. There's plenty to choose from. Don't take our word for it. Take theirs. And Alison, why is Facebook going so crazy, and why is Mark Zuckerberg becoming so power hungry?
How about we all could answer that, Red Hood?
Well, there's an easier answer to this. Yeah, there's an easier answer to this. He wants money. That's all he cares about.
He's going to end up... maybe he shouldn't be like the next Microsoft, where Microsoft tends to love what... Tends to had to break up their company because... due to the fact that they we're buying too much and making too much product, so it became a monopoly, like Mr. Monopoly. Like the game.
Honestly.
Like Mr. Moneybags. So I'm just like, yes, let's become Mr. Moneybags or Mrs. Moneybags and let's do it all up.
Let's do it all over again, right? Wrong.
Maybe Mark Zuckerberg liked Monopoly growing up. That's always a thought. But he's actually putting into real life, putting into his business practices, like, I'm going to end up, I'm going to end up spending and getting more assets, but yes, that could be bad because of what has happened in the past with Microsoft.
I mean, it's just worse. It gets worse and worse and worse. It's like he doesn't know how to stop.
He already has the Oculus Rift.
In what way?
Purchase that, which means he's going to have to be very careful. No matter how you're talking, no matter what.
I mean, I would think that he, you know, his wife is just like, oh, honey, you can do whatever you want.
How about to stop? Stop, please. Well, thank you. And be very appreciative of saying, I'm going to stop for my own good.
I mean, it is incredible just in terms of the insanity. Most people, right, most people don't get it. I mean, just in terms of, I mean, I never got it. However, I learned. I'm learning. You know?
It's a matter of do one thing at a time, not
everything at a time.
Right.
But, you know, people, I don't think they just don't get it, you know.
It's like, let's make the money, let's do everything. Then you're also going to say, oh, no, I'm not going to listen to any of one who has a clue. Smart, not so much.
Not so smart. I mean, just in terms of anything else, in terms of spending, and that's not the only problem with him. It seems like he wants to be the next Bill Gates, but he wants to be the younger Bill Gates. You know,
not smart Bill Gates either.
No, and Bill Gates would be smarter than this.
It would be like, oh, you're doing this all wrong, kid. You're just doing it all wrong.
You're doing it all wrong, and you're doing it in a way that most people wouldn't
particularly care for,
exactly. Most people
have a brain
would be like, what are you doing?
You crazy
even his mother is probably
person?
Going, you know, his mother's probably going, oh, wow. You think you're the hot shot?
Hotshot, not so much.
Not so much.
Anyone in the world could tell him to go and go away.
I mean, everybody, it seems, is going, Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
When's this kid going to learn? He's a billionaire, or we're damn near close to it, so what's actually going to happen?
Right. It's what's going to happen.
How bad is it going to be?
What's going to happen? How bad is it going to be? And when are you going to stop?
Right.
You know, most people would just stop.
And say, I'm going to take the money I have and I'm going to go on my way. Not, oh, I'm going to stay and overstay the welcome. But he tends to this. That idea of, oh, I'm going to overstay.
No,
this welcome.
Except those who are, you know, supposed to stay. And
right.
Most go,
I do.
Oh.
As I, like I said before in prior discussions, I would rather see him walk off into the sunset, like who comes to mind? What's his name?
Tom.
Yes, Tom. Mm-hmm. Did overstay. He rode
kind
off.
Did.
And kind of did. Kind of didn't. He at least knew when to go when it was time to bid adieu and take the money and run. Gotta give him credit where it's due. Mark, on the other hand, is saying, oh, I'm going to just be...
He just wants to be the greedy little Jew. He's just like, oh, yes, I'm power hungry. And eventually he's going to learn. You know, he's going to have to learn.
Right. No one's going to want. What are you doing?
I mean, the federal government is going to come after him like shit on Velcro.
Yeah, it's going to be like, oh, no, Mark, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Like, You should learn from Bill Gates and Microsoft. You spend. Doesn't that leave you lacking money?
Oh, yeah. Right? Lacking money and lacking respect.
Right.
It's like, which one do you want more?
Or what company would you rather have? It's the would you rather game.
Right. Would you rather have respect?
Or all the money in the world?
Exactly.
Because I would say respect in the community. That's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I would want... I was doing stuff, right? I'd want to have the respect of everyone. that I was working with, no matter what.
Right. Yes.
And not be power hungry.
Like he is. Wanting.
I mean,
it seems to me he has the I want. It seems like he has the I want. I want this. I want that.
It's the I want, and it's not the I need.
Versus saying, do we need X, X, and X? Do we need... Do I need X?
Right.
Versus saying,
Do I need to... Is it right that I have more than my fair share? No. But is it right that I am young, I live right by my company, and I spy on them? And I live a humble life in a... I live a humble life, okay?
All well and good.
Well, if you live a humble life...
It would be all well and good if you actually wasn't spying. Doesn't mean spy and...
And I do sadistic stuff to people who are totally innocent.
That's the best. But obviously he likes his money.
Yeah, anybody likes their money. That's not the point. Everybody likes their money. That's not the point. The point is really how you use your money.
Yes. Doesn't mean you spend like
that.
That
is really the point.
Right. It's like, don't spend. Has he not learned save for rainy day?
I mean, I think he has rainy day stuff, but I wouldn't know, you know.
We wouldn't know, quite frankly.
No, but at the same time.
It's a matter of saying everyone should say, I'm going to save. I'm going to do my best to save.
Right. I'm going to do my best to save.
Not do the lotto.
No.
Which he obviously...
I'm not going to do the lotto, exactly.
Which is great.
And I'm not going to do the thing that everybody expects me to do.
Yeah. It's almost like,
Cause the thing that everybody expects me to do is
not the best.
not the best.
It's a matter of saying, is this needed? Is this something I dire need? Or am I just buying and buying?
And, you know, it's like a relationship. Some people get into relationships for nothing at all. And I swear, I would think that somebody, anybody, should get a hold of him and be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing, and why are you doing this?
Not a thing of, oh yes, just let someone play with money. Like if it's...
That's like, it's like playing with fire. You know,
and
you can't just play, you know what I mean?
Right.
You can't just play with fire.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
I think we should move on to our next story, which...
Absolutely. Go ahead.
How about you take this, and then I'll jump in.
I will take this.
Yeah.
You're right. I will take this. Yet, there's great news for people with... disabilities come from the UN. This is huge news for all those who have disabilities, making sure that everyone is able to have the same access to those who have disabilities, improving persons with disabilities, and the fact that the UN advocate is on tour with the UN Disability Center, ACCU Center.
Right. Yes.
Which means that all people, it means that on the tour of the United Nations, right, as per before, you know, as per before, you have the audio, visual, and physically impaired today, right? Senator Sal Harkin said, when you make the system better for a person with a disability, it makes it better for people without disabilities. In a recent interview in the UN Radio, Mr. Harkin, who is a lead advocate for disability rights in the U.S. UN Congress, explained why he was so passionate about the UN Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. He said, well, as a means of a global effort to make things more accessible for everyone, all with pensions and persons with disabilities in education, transportation, communication, and everything, the Convention on the Rights...
This would benefit
rights of,
those who have disabilities no matter where they are.
Yeah, and the thing is, it opened in 2013 and is equipped with a state-of-the-art assistive information and communication technology to support audio, video, as well as physical impairments. At the time, the Security General then held it as a model for the digital UN which you're trying to create. However, the center is spread out all over the headquarters. Palms on keyboards can be found at IT kiosks around the building, as well as other services,
right,
which include Braille and other assistive keyboards with hearing aids and bone conduction headsets. Which is brilliant.
It's awesome. If that does...
It's an awesome thing. It just means that there is going to be more coverage. You know, the coverage of it is going to be
giving
insane.
More and giving more people the access, which is ultimately
right.
a need.
Exactly.
Not
ultimately a need to do stuff.
Right.
You know,
and to be able to do successfully.
Right. And do it in a way that is successful for all, because when you step in the United Nations, you're stepping into international waters, which means
right.
that, you know, if you say anything, do anything, they will obviously know.
Right. And whoever reprimands you would ultimately have the jurisdiction, correct?
It would depend. It would depend. Because if you did something in the UN and you were from another country, yeah. That would do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that would ultimately come down
to that.
To them. Exactly.
To the delegate or whomever was the person who would be having that dealings with the person. Correct?
Well, yeah. If it was the Prime Minister you were making fun of in the UN, watch your back, because the consulate of that country will you'll probably hear from them in the next 24 hours. If it doesn't get to them first, it's going to get to the assistant. And if it doesn't get to the assistant, well, they're damn lucky. You know, because they have their own police force, by the way.
Right, okay. That makes that makes things very interesting for those who obviously would be going to the UN too.
Well, yeah.
Visitors
and tourists don't have to worry, but there is a rule book on said thing.
Makes sense. You have to know there is the do's and don'ts in a matter of speaking.
Right. And the do's and don'ts stuff are very clear. You know, very clear in terms of what you can and cannot do.
Right, makes sense. You're just not going to allow anyone to go in, and if they don't respect, or don't respect...
Well, if they don't respect it, like, you can get thrown out of the UN.
Right. That's reasonable. That's saying to someone, here's the rules. You can't do X, X, and X. That
right.
something that is to be expected, not I'm going to take advantage.
Right. And taking advantage of the UN and the consulate is like taking advantage of what Winston Churchill, Roosevelt, and the others tried to set up.
Right.
Did successfully set up.
Right. It would not be the best for anyone who would be trying to do that.
No.
I'm looking at it from the point of view of you can't just do that. It's a no-go.
And it's a no-go situation because, like, I was in the UN once, and I need to, you know, shave or whatever to get ready for a party, right? One of the UN guards said, you're not allowed to shave at all. I remember distinctly because I tried to do it, and I wasn't caught or arrested or anything like that. But they're very particular. I mean, they're very, very particular with regard to how they, you know, with how they respond to things.
Right.
For example, if Ahmadinejad, right, if Ahmadinejad came into the UN, said the Holocaust wasn't real, he got punished by the UN Security Task Force.
Mm.
You know, I don't think ultimately people want to make things better, not worse.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So, if you want to make things better, don't do what you plan to do. You know what I mean?
Right. I getcha.
Don't go shaving in the bathroom. Don't give any slack to the UN. Let the UN give slack to you, and you'll be fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's really the case.
They're doing it because they were trying to make things run efficiently.
Right. And when you run something efficiently, then it is better for the world. You know, we don't want to live in a world where people
don't care either.
Well, in general, I mean, the world, you can't control, like, at the UN, the UN is not the bully and saying, no, you can't do that. The UN is the parent, and the countries are the kids.
Right.
You know, when they did the UN treaty, they didn't say,
oh, yeah, no, I'll take this. I'll take that, you know.
Right. It's everyone working
okay.
as one. They're all working
it's everyone working as one. That's why Winston Churchill actually said, oh, okay.
Versus saying, oh, no, I'm going to take and take until there's no, till there could be no return either.
Right, exactly. And no return means other people suffer.
Right.
You know, the UN, as it says on its website, it's your world. Yeah. It's definitely your world. And you don't,
you make the best of
you every. Make the best, not the worst of it. You know, you make the best of the worst of it, not the worst of it to the best of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because of all these, all these things, right? All these things have some sort of meaning. I mean, there are many very important issues going along in this world. At least, the least thing that they want to do. Is not help people.
Right. It's a matter of how they're doing it diplomatically, not like kids wanting everything.
Right. But if you had a thing in which you had a schoolyard, right, and each of the kids were countries, and in the biggest country, the U.S., going and saying, oh yeah, I'm gonna, you know, I'm going to go, and I'm going to take your Kool-Aid. No, you don't take my Kool-Aid. Why are you doing that? You know, it's the same thing, you know, as...
It's being diplomatic, not
as being diplomatic, exactly. But most people don't see that.
And I know we have other stories that...
We do.
Maybe
we should do. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Well, one man's brilliant idea, the one lucky lady's dinner date for Thanksgiving.
And I don't know if we forgot to say that he has a felon. He's also a felon as well.
Oh. So Thanksgiving was felony. That's new.
Which means, depending on what it is, it doesn't tend to make things the best when you don't know who you're dealing with either. Like play with fire? Maybe? Possibly?
Right.
Like
they
fire.
Hmm.
Not always the best.
They were fire.
You're and going
you
to burn.
Better.
Right.
Hmm. Play with fire, you get burnt. Play with something else, you get burned as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I think most people most people you know don't do this. I'm going to offer myself on Craigslist to be your Thanksgiving boyfriend.
I don't want to even know what the I think it's going to be one thing just that.
I mean, it is funny in the only fact that this will take place in Nashville. It says it's Thanksgiving. Want to skip along that long insulting conversation? Well, about how you're still single and how your parents really want one more grandchild? Well, look no further. I'm a 28-year-old felon with no high school degree, a dirty old man, and younger than Eddie Van Halen's guitar. I can play anywhere between the ages of 20 to 29, depending on if I shave. I'm a line cook. I work late at a bar. If you'd like to have me as a strictly platonic for your Thanksgiving, but I can play pretend very long, but have me play in a very long or serious relationship to torment your family, I'm game. I can do these things at your request. Openly hit on other female guests. Why you act like you don't notice. Start investigating decisions about politics or religion. Propose to you in front of everyone. Pretend that you're really drunk on the evening that goes on. Sorry, I don't drink, but I used to a lot. Too much, in fact. I know the drill. Start a fist fight with a family member, either inside or on the front lawn, for all the neighbors to see. I record, no pay, but free meal. And I receive as a guest.
Hmm.
Now this guy looks very stupid.
It makes things definitely interesting for anyone who's...
I mean, you're a female, Ashton. How would you feel?
I won't feel good.
Would you not feel good or would you not feel good?
I would say no. Get out, please. And no, thank you. I mean, no, not even a question. You saying, no, I think it's safe to say that would be it.
In what
I'm not saying
though.
I would not go there.
Of course you wouldn't go there. But you know
I wouldn't do that either.
No,
do that either.
No, but I mean I think any person who wouldn't do that. You know,
But I just don't know why these kids say, oh, I'm lonely on Thanksgiving. And then they go, well, I'm here.
Right.
You can trust in me.
Yeah, not the best.
No.
Definitely
not. Not the best at all. Not the
and
best
for,
at all.
And when it comes to those who are actually doing that, that's them.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. It's scary. You don't know who you're dealing with. It's great that you said, yes, I'm a felon, but that still doesn't warm cockles of every parent's heart.
No.
But it's like, you're what now? Oh.
You're a felon. Oh, wait, what's next? A sexual offender?
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Thank you. Delete.
Exactly. Delete.
It's a
delete,
lot
delete.
Better.
It's kind of like the Zooks. It's kind of like the Zooks profiles.
Yeah, it's like you're getting how. What kind of person are you actually getting that actually has their is doing something that won't be detrimental?
Yeah, right.
Anyone else?
In what way will it not be detrimental?
Absolutely no way. If you really think about it, they're all
absolutely no way.
Right. There's no freaking way.
I mean, there's definitely no way. And the no way
will stand.
Will stand. I mean, do you really expect people to
just say yes?
To say yes.
When that's not the case? When that's not, never
right.
been the case?
Exactly. And going, oh yes. Everything is fine.
When absolutely
not really. It's not
it
fine.
Isn't.
And then and you know, if you really wanted to get even with somebody, then I think that you kind of have it. You know, the second you put
right.
yourself on Craigslist, it ultimately guarantees your fate, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. It makes things really easy for people to say, what are you doing, first of all? Pretty
not
small.
Even what are you doing
at that point?
What are you doing in anything?
Right.
You know, it's awful. And for our final story tonight, I guess. What do we have?
How about we have a terrible story that deals with a group of disabled children being locked in cages, which is completely
Didn't we do this story about 3 weeks ago?
No, we didn't. This is Isle of Greece.
Is this about another Viking?
No, not Viking. Actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Not Viking.
Not Viking.
At all. Not Viking.
Okay, so then what's really going on then?
How about you and I both tag team this?
Yeah.
Okay, we will.
With 9 minutes to go.
We will tag team this as best we can.
Because we all have a lot going on. And this is out of Greece.
What are they doing?
Yes.
Out of Greece.
Greece is where story happened.
Yeah, what are they doing in Greece, Jamie and Kate?
The disabled children locked up in cages. Disabled people in Greece are often stigmated with struggles and to get support they need. Some disabled children who live in a run-down home are locked up in cages and want to improve. They want to improve conditions, but money is short. A 9-year-old stands and rocks backwards and forwards. That's horrific. Behind wooden bars.
Yeah, she has autism and lives in a state-run institution for disabled children in Lechnia, a small town in south of Greece, along with more than 60 others, and many of whom are locked in cells or in cages. One of them is Down syndrome.
I feel for those kids. They need to have care. It's a matter of us saying more people have to speak on this issue. Hands down.
Yeah,
this is called cruelty. Through and through.
Oh my God.
This is called child abuse.
I mean, it's awful.
I agree.
It's awful. How do you why do you do this? You know, one kid said, I was on a night shift. I was often left alone with three assistants who are not even nurses to care for more than 60 patients. If there was any medical problems with the children, there was no one to ask for help except God. We fought to have those cage beds built to give the children more freedom. But that was before the residents were permanently tied in their arms. And how could you be permanently tied to your bed?
That's just...
I mean, these kids didn't do anything wrong.
This is called abuse, like I was saying.
Yeah. I mean, the cages are not there to protect the staff, not the children. They are basically a model of care about coercion, restriction, and making people with disabilities easy to manage. Other countries who have used similar case beds are the Czech Republic and Romania.
Wow.
The only time, but for many of the residents, he says, the only time they will really be released is when they die.
That's horrible. That's like saying that the kids don't matter. Ultimately, it's crazy.
The BBC is requested to visit other institutions in Athens and Skid Row, which is north of which were refused. And the only reason why they're there is because their family abandoned them.
And it doesn't make them right. Make it right.
No, it does not. And we end our,
This just makes things. This puts a sour taste in my mouth.
It's awful.
Yeah. No one deserves to have to go through that.
It's awful.
Well, and on that note,
happy Thanksgiving.
We
hope you have a good one.
Yes.
We will be back next week.
For all those that celebrate it, have a happy Thanksgiving and give. And definitely enjoy it. Enjoy your week while we are off on vacation.
We are off, and very, very quickly, I will read the credits out loud. Yeah, that's right. Read the credits out loud. Trapped in the Cage. No, not Trapped in the Cage. Anyway, this episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. Jordan Dubell is our sound designer. Our driver is Stan Deliver. Our intern is Winston Churchill. Our show is being produced by speaking to microphones and iPods on iPhones. Our newscasters are Lane Goodman and Amanda Cavanaugh. There will be a website very soon, and we'll see you guys back after Thanksgiving. And that concludes our show for tonight. And with that,
yes.
Name
good night. Night.
Night.